thou good Kent, how shall I live and work to match thy goodness? My life will be too short, and every measure fail me.
To be acknowledged, madam, is o'erpaid. All my reports go with the modest truth, nor more nor clipped, but so.
Be better suited. These weeds are memories of those worser hours. I prithee, put them off.
Pardon, dear madam, yet to be known shortens my made intent. My boon I make it that you know me not, till time and I think meet.
Then be it so, my good lord. How does the king?
Madam, sleep still.
Oh, you kind gods, cure this great breach in his abused nature. The untuned and jarring senses, oh, wind up of this child-changed father.
So please your majesty that we may wake the king. He hath slept long.
Be governed by your knowledge and proceed in the sway of your own will. Is he arrayed?
Aye, madam. In the heaviness of sleep we put fresh garments on him.
Be by, good madam, when we do awake him. I doubt not of his temperance.
Very well.
Please you, draw near. Louder the music there.
Oh, my dear father. Restoration, hang thy medicine on my lips and let this kiss repair those violent harms that my two sisters have in thy reverence made.
Kind and dear princess.
Had you not been there, father, these white flakes did challenge pity of them. Was this a face to be opposed against the jarring winds? To stand against the deep, dread-bolted thunder in the most terrible and nimble stroke of quick cross lightning? To watch poor Perdue with this thin helm? Mine enemy's dog, though he had bit me, should have stood that night against my fire. And wast thou fain, poor father, to hovel thee with swine and rogues forlorn in short and musty straw? Alack, alack, 'tis wonder that thy life and wits at once had not concluded all. He wakes. Speak to him.
Madam, do you, 'tis fittest.
How does my royal lord? How fares your majesty?
You do me wrong. To take me out of the grave, thou art a soul in bliss. But I am bound upon a wheel of fire that mine own tears do scald like molten lead.
Sir, do you know me?
You are a spirit, I know. Where did you die?
Still, still, far wide.
He's scarce awake. Let him alone a while.
Where have I been? Where am I? Fair daylight. I am mightily abused. I should e'en die with pity to see another thus. I know not what to say. I will not swear these are my hands. Let's see. Oh, I feel this pinprick. Would I were assured of my condition.
Oh, look upon me, sir, and hold your hand in benediction o'er me. No, you must not kneel.
Pray do not mock me. I am a very foolish, fond old man. 80 and upward, not an hour more nor less. And to deal plainly, I fear I am not in my perfect mind. Methinks I should know you, and know this man. Yet I am doubtful, for I am mainly ignorant what place this is, and all the skill I have remembers not these garments, nor I know not where I did lodge last night. Do not laugh at me, for as I am a man, I think this lady to be my child Cordelia.
And so I am. I am.
Be your tears wet? Yes. Faith, I pray, weep not. If you have poison for me, I will drink it. I know you do not love me, for your sisters have, as I do, remember, done me wrong. You have some cause. They have not.
No cause, no cause.
Am I in France?
In your own kingdom, sir.
Do not abuse me.
Be comforted, good madam. The great rage you see is killed in him. And yet it is danger to make him evener the time he has lost. Desire him to go in. Trouble him no more till further settling.
Will it please your highness walk?
You must bear with me. Pray you now forget and forgive her. I am old and foolish.
Holds it true, sir, that the Duke of Cornwall was so slain?
Most certain, sir.
Who is conductor of his people?
As 'tis said, the bastard son of Gloucester.
They say Edgar, his banished son, is with the Earl of Kent in Germany.
Report is changeable. 'Tis time to look about. The powers of the kingdom approach apace.
The arbitrament is like to be bloody. Fare you well, sir.
My point and period will be throughly wrought, or well or ill, as this day's battle's fought.